So let me just start you with a basic question on this. What should parents think about? Here in Texas, obviously, we're in the hot zone. We've had another microcephaly birth connected to the Zika virus in central Texas. We'd had one earlier down in south Texas. So what should families think about?
Well, I think families should take the virus very seriously and realize that since we don't have any treatment, prevention is what we need. Prevention and awareness are the things that we need to focus on. You know, be aware of how we're protecting ourselves from mosquito bites. Be aware of the symptoms of Zika, even though only one out of five people actually have symptoms. Know what they are. Know that it's a rash. There was a report in a medical journal yesterday talking about the first case in Florida of a pregnant woman with a significant rash and fever and muscle aches. So let's not think that, you know, it's January, if you have a fever and muscle aches, it's the flu. If you've traveled to Puerto Rico or if you've been bitten by mosquitoes, maybe it's something to talk to your doctor about. And the people most concerned should be people who wish to get pregnant or who are pregnant, and so that they can do their best to protect themselves from acquiring this virus.
In terms of the prevention that's being done and the work that's being done by the health departments in Texas and other states, what more needs to be done, in your opinion?
Well, I think at this point, surveillance is what we, you know, really aggressive surveillance. Again, you mentioned that there's a couple microcephaly cases, making sure that pregnant women who may have been exposed are going to their doctors and have access to doctors to get tested. And I think that as was done in South Florida and in the so-called yellow zone in Brownsville, that we tell pregnant women not to travel there if they don't have to. And if they do live there, to be very aware of these symptoms and to test for it. This is a sexually transmitted virus as well as transmitted by mosquitoes and, of course, transmitted from mother to fetus. And so we need to interrupt that transmission by abstaining from sex, recommending condoms to pregnant women and their partners to prevent transmission back and forth. Those are the kinds of things that we need to be aware of.
All right, now you're a professor. Obviously, you're trying to get us educated on this, but this is also involving pharmacists and drugstore chains. I mean, everybody seems to be getting in on trying to get the word out, and yet we still have a lot of people who aren't aware of the problem, right?
Yeah, exactly. And in some surveys, you know, Americans seem to know that, you know, what Zika is because it was in the news and programs like yours are talking about it, but they don't really know how to protect themselves. And again, it's transmitted by mosquitoes, the prevention, and particular mosquitoes that are around in Texas, like you said, the hot zone in Florida and Louisiana, and of course the Caribbean and South America, the Aedes aegypti mosquito. It's not something that you should say, well, I got bit by a mosquito that doesn't look like this. I think we just need to be aggressive in using approved insecticides and mosquito repellents when we go outside. And the other things that we can do is, of course, if there's fewer mosquitoes that transmit Zika tend to live in neighborhoods. They don't travel very far, but they do bite during the day. They do bite at night. They bite inside and they bite outside. So we can, you know, take on some of the, you know, in Florida, they successfully reduced their hot zone by spraying. And so I think we need to have a careful conversation with the community about how they feel about spraying and whether they're going to do it or not before all of a sudden we have some locally acquired cases from people who never traveled anywhere and got bit by mosquitoes and didn't have sex with someone who traveled somewhere or had Zika. You know, that sets off the alarm is when there's local transmission by mosquitoes. Should be ready to pull the plug and say, okay, let's do spraying because we think it worked. Make sure everyone's on board with that. Because there were some, in Florida, there were some concerned, you know, citizens about, you know, what are they spraying and what's going on. So I think making sure they know what's going on there, that's important as well in terms of what next can be done. Of course, the other thing is support government efforts to make vaccines and be aware of those kinds of, you know, long-term prevention efforts in a couple years. I think that we've seen some early successes. We have to be cautious about that, but think, okay, here's a vaccine. Let's build that into our current vaccination efforts for other viral illnesses and thinking about protecting the most vulnerable people, which really are childbearing women, but in particular women who are already pregnant potentially exposed to Zika.
Dr. Bradberg, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.